They know, Anna said quietly. I nodded. All right, here's what I know. Something has killed as many as 5 female practitioners. Some of the deaths have looked like suicides. Evidence suggests that they weren't. I took a deep breath. And I found messages left for me or someone like me with at least 2 of the bodies, things the cops couldn't have found. I think we're looking at a serial killer, and I think that your order might represent a pool of victims that fit his or her, Murphy put in, not quite staring at Beckett. Beckett's mouth curled into a bitter little smile, though she did not otherwise move. Or her, I allowed, profile. Is he serious? Asked one of the women I didn't know. She was older than the others, early 50s. Despite the day's warmth, she wore a thin turtleneck sweater of light green and a dark gray cardigan. Her hair, caught back in a severe bun, had once been deep coppery red, though now it was sewn liberally with steely gray. She wore no makeup, square, silver-rimmed spectacles over muddy brown-green eyes, and her eyebrows had grown out rather thicker than most women chose to allow. Very serious, I replied. Is there something I can call you? It doesn't seem polite to name you Turtleneck without checking first. She stiffened slightly, keeping her eyes away from mine, and said, Priscilla. Priscilla, I'm pretty much floundering around here. I don't know what's going on, and that's why I came to talk to you. Then how did you know of the Ordo? She demanded. In real life, I'm a private investigator, I told her. I investigate stuff. He's lying, Priscilla said, looking back at Anna. He has to be. You know what we've seen. Anna looked from Priscilla to me and then shook her head. I don't think so. What have you seen? I asked Anna. Anna looked around the room at the others for a moment, but none of them made any objections, and she turned back to me. You're correct. Several members of our order have died. What you might not know is that there are others who have vanished. She took a deep breath. Not only in the Ordo, but in the community as well. More than 20 people are unaccounted for since the end of last month. I let out a low whistle. That was serious. Don't get me wrong, people vanish all the time, most of them because they want to do it. But the people in our circles were generally a lot closer knit than most folks, in part because they were aware, to one degree or another, of the existence of supernatural predators who could and would take them, given the chance. It's a herd instinct, plain and simple, and it works. If 20 people had gone missing, odds were good that something was on the prowl. If the killer had taken them, I had a major problem on my hands, which admittedly wasn't exactly a novel experience. You say people have seen something. What? She shook her head and cleared her throat. For all 3 victims from within the order whose bodies have been found, they were last seen alive in the company of a tall man in a gray cloak. I blinked. And you thought it was me? I wasn't close enough to tell, Priscilla said. It was after dark, and she was on the street outside my apartment. I saw them through a window. She didn't quite manage to hide the fact that she'd almost said you instead of them. I was at Box, Abby added, her tone serious, her eyes fixed in the middle distance. Late. I saw the man walk by with her outside. I didn't see that, Helen Beckett said. The words were flat and certain. Sally left the bar with a rather lovely, dark-haired man with gray eyes and pale skin. My stomach twitched. In my peripheral vision, Murphy's facial expression went carefully blank. Anna lifted a hand in a gesture beseeching Helen for silence. At least 2 more reliable witnesses have reported that the last time they saw some of the folk who had disappeared, they were in the company of the gray-cloaked man. Several others have reported sightings of the beautiful dark-haired man instead. I shook my head. And you thought the guy in the cloak was me? How many tall, gray-cloaked men move in our circles in Chicago, sir? Priscilla said, her voice frosty. You can get gray corduroy for $3 a yard at a surplus fabric store, I told her. Tall men aren't exactly unheard of in a city of 8 million, either. Priscilla narrowed her eyes. Who was it, then? Abby tittered, which made Toto wag his tail. I pursed my lips in a moment of thought. I'm pretty sure it wasn't Murphy. Helen Beckett snorted out a breath through her nose. This isn't a joking matter, Priscilla snapped. Oh, sorry. Given that I only found out about a gray cloak sighting about 2 seconds ago, I had assumed the question was facetious. I turned to face Anna. It wasn't me.